Here's the dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did? Oh, no. You big dummy. You dummy.
Yeah. That's right. Once again, it's time for You Big Dummy. This is where we read real dummy stories and vote on the dummiest. Dummy number one, dummy number one. A black cat was bad luck for one criminal as the animal directed police to his hiding spot. The Ephrata Police Department were searching for Jonathan Michael Steffi last month over an outstanding bench warrant. They found the 23-year-old in a backyard, but he fled. As they searched the area, one officer noticed a black cat staring intently at a shed. The officer opened the shed and found Steffi. Police say that they're thankful for any crime-fighting help, human or feline. It wasn't clear if Steffi has an attorney.
I mean, I didn't know you were interested in gardening.
Why not?
Well, up to now, the only thing you've grown is dumber and dumber. The only reason I call you a dummy is because I call them as I see them.
Dummy number two, dummy number two. A New York man's attempt to take a selfie with a deer ended with the man almost being gored. Ryan Blocko of Staten Island said he was taking photos of deer in the woods when he was approached by a friendly 8-point buck. Blocko told WCBS-TV, he came up to me and started nudging me, and he just was sniffing me out. I started petting him, and the whole thing lasted 20 minutes. Blocko said the deer posed for numerous selfies before the man decided to leave, a decision that did not sit well with the buck. He starts walking towards me. He puts his head down like he's going to, in a battle stance. And I say to myself, okay, this is not going to end up good. Blocko said that the deer charged at him. And he grabbed the animal's antlers and pushed the animal away and was able to escape.
My only child is a dummy.
Yeah, I'm worthless, penniless, broke, busted, and
a dummy.
Dummy number three, dummy number three. A local Grinch stabbed a giant inflatable Frosty the Snowman in what some were describing as, quote, a mob-style hit. Jeff Diggs' home security camera recorded the moment the accused took a knife to a giant inflatable decoration. The man can be seen stabbing Frosty and trying unsuccessfully to cut a rope tethering the decoration to the ground. The video shows Frosty slowly slumping over as the air escapes from his wound. Diggs is happy to report Frosty has been fixed and he's back in operation. Diggs also created a tongue-in-cheek GoFundMe page to raise funds for Frosty's, quote, medical expenses resulting from the mob hit-style assault. Diggs said money was raised to go to a local charity. Police were able to come up with a sketch based upon the video and are currently looking for the man.
And I can't wait to see you starring in your first movie.
Yeah.
Deep Dummy.
Dummy number four, dummy number four. A Connecticut man who faked being confined to a wheelchair to steal jewelry has been sentenced to 6 years in prison. The reason police were able to locate him, his fingerprints were on the wheelchair. Authorities say Larry Johnson entered Stamford Jewelry Store in a wheelchair in May of 2015 and asked to see a $37,000 Rolex watch. Once he had the watch, he got out of the wheelchair and ran out of the store, knocking the guard to the ground in the process. However, Johnson's fingerprints were clearly visible on the wheelchair, allowing forensics to identify him and place him under arrest just a short time later.
I'm not kidding you. You're a big dummy.
Dummy number five. Dummy five. A woman's dance moves led to her arrest after she refused to stop twerking. It was 3:15 a.m. when Gainesville police found Danielle Lane Jefferson, 35, dancing to loud rap music, according to a police report. The officers were responding to a noise complaint alleging Jefferson had been playing the music for more than 20 minutes. They asked her to turn down the music, but she refused, twerking on her vehicle while she spoke to officers. Police then issued a noise warning notice, gave her 15 minutes to comply, but she started twerking again. The officers then issued a citation and asked her to sign it. Instead, she crumpled it, threw it at the officer's chest, leading to her arrest on a charge of resisting an officer without violence. When asked later why she didn't stop, Jefferson said she thought the arresting officer was, quote unquote, cute and hoped that twerking would keep him around longer. Police took Jefferson to county jail, where she was released Saturday on her own recognizance.
Dummy.
All right. Okay. We got a vote. And so we got, let's see, we got the dummy criminal who was ratted out by a black cat. We got the dummy who was taking selfies with a deer and almost got gored. We got the dummy who stabbed a Frosty the Snowman decoration on camera. We got the dummy who pretended to be in a wheelchair to rob a jewelry store but left his fingerprints on the wheelchair. And we got the dummy who just would not stop twerking. Dan?
I love the quote from the guy who almost got gored by the deer, like, this ain't gonna end good. I also love the fact that the guy who tried to stab Frosty was trying to cut the thing so Frosty would fly away as well.
Yeah.
But I think the answer is twerking.
The twerking, the miss twerking. All right. Vic, where are you going to go with this one?
I'm going to stay with the wildlife photographer, and here's why. He didn't understand that he'd just become that 8-point buck's wife. So, you know, you've got to understand the gravity of the situation. You can't just walk away from that. That's forever. He's taking a selfie with it. That's why he's the buck's standing there. He wouldn't leave. Anyway.
That's funny. That's funny. Well, you guys all know how I feel about selfies, especially selfies with animals. You can't be a bigger idiot. All right. Traffic Hut with Esmeralda, yes?
I will go with the twerking.
With the twerking. Reading. Okay. I'm going to go with the twerking as well. Because she thought the cop was cute, she would continue to twerk. All right, there you go. That's our winner of the week. All right. We got to take a break here. We got weather, we got traffic, we have everything. Because you know why? Because the news is coming up. Then after the news, we got Straight Outta Context. We have no spies this week, right, Dan?
That is correct. No spies.
Okay, so we just got Straight Outta Context. That'll be coming up after the news. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck. F-bomb.
Out of context, context, context. Context, context. What's up? Tell them where you're from. Straight out of context, 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 context.
That's it. Hi, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. Here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5 and Steve Cochran at 6. Ah, yes. It is time for Straight Out of Context. This is when you, the listener, listen to this radio station 24/7 whenever anybody at any time says anything that you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty and it makes you giggle. Jot down all the info and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay, are we ready, Dan?
We shall begin with you, courtesy of Kevin from Iowa.
I have a Christmas package. Oh. All right.
Stephen Oakbrook submitted this one of Esmeralda.
They disappeared and then they got big again.
Okay.
Eric emailed this one of Steve Bertrand.
I mean, I never thought I'd be with you two.
Okay.
Wild Bill sent in this one of John Weideman.
He found one, a juicy one.
Oh, man, those are great. Okay.
Brian heard this one of Lisa Wolf.
Maybe someday you'll find that bone.
Okay.
Harold submitted this one of Carl Amari.
Because when I eat my meat, I don't like a lot of gel.
That's right. I was actually in on that conversation, Dan, as you know.
I am.
We were talking about Spam. And as soon as he said that, I was like, you've made... Congratulations, you will be on my show Friday morning. Okay.
Wild Bill emailed this one of Esmeralda.
It never comes up.
That was Papa John's Pizza, wasn't it?
That is correct.
Yeah.
Very impressive.
Because I remember I made a joke about it.
Right.
Right afterwards, and I was proud of myself because it was funny. Okay.
Jesse sent in this exchange between Steve Grzanich, Dave Bennett, and Andrea Darlis.
Uh-oh.
Did you guys get the full six or no?
I did.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Look at Andrea. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Jane heard this exchange between Steve Cochran and Dean Richards.
Are you done with me?
Yeah, I'm done with you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you turned it off. Turned me off. Well, I didn't know we were done. Wasn't sure where the jump-off point was.
Jeez. What the hell, man? All right.
Mark emailed this one of Bill Luff.
Hop on it.
Okay.
Wild Bill sent in this one of Rokan.
How long is this thing?
Wow. All righty.
Larry heard this exchange between Ro, Ana de Vlantes, and Violetta Podramatic.
Did you go down early, or did you last a little bit?
I lasted long enough. And
as
then
long
I,
as
and
you
then I
could.
Bought... Oh, my God. What's going on in the afternoons here on WGN? Okay.
Morning and afternoon drive.
Yeah, good Lord.
Rich submitted this one of Frank Fontana.
Mine's been up, like, the day before Thanksgiving.
Hello. Wow. Good for you. You get lightheaded every once in a while? What's going on there? All right.
Quick aside, no Lou this week. Apparently he was on good behavior.
Oh, no. Esmeralda, you must be...
No fair.
You must be sad. No Lou.
Life is not fair.
Oh, man. All right.
Brian emailed this one of Dean Richards.
What's the chance that I'm going to finish early?
Hawk of May sent in this one of Bill Leff.
I used to be able to nail it, and now I can't.
Wow. Okay.
Doug submitted this one of you.
We're not going to do it till 4:30. Okay.
Jesse's responsible for the next couple ones. First up, I'm sorry.
You all right?
Yeah, just wait. First up, Steve Cochran.
Hold your answer until I get it all in, okay?
Oh, man. All right.
And there we go. All right, and this one of Andrea Darlis.
I go big.
And this one of Rokan.
It is very hard.
Wow. You're right, man. The morning drive and afternoon drive are just dominating this week.
Mm-hmm.
Filthy. Filthy.
Kevin from Iowa emailed this one of Robin Coffin.
So it's going to get naughty.
It's Robin. Congratulations, Robin. Robin Coffin, everybody. Made straight out of context. All right.
Rick and Kenosha, Eric and Brian sent in this one of Wendy.
Let's whip that out right away.
There you go. Okay.
An emailer heard this one of Rulu of Roe.
All you got to do is just serve it up. He gets it in the hole.
Wow. Wow. My guess is he was talking about hockey. That would be my guess.
Actually, Bill
golf.
Bill Leff's ability to always come up with a good punchline.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right.
630 texter submitted these of you.
What? I think those are the two big ones, right? So you got three kind of big ones. Jeez. All right.
And finally,
uh-oh.
We began with your Christmas package. Lisa Wolf did not want to be upstaged.
You get the Christmas package.
There you go. There you go, everybody. That's it. All right. You can participate. No spies, but it does exist if you want to be a Nick D Show spy. Just listen 24/7 whenever I am mentioned or the show is mentioned in any capacity. You're a spy. Jot down all the info and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com.